Hi everyone, Samian here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Teevan, and here's what he has to say. Hello Sandman, long time no see. I wanted to give you two stories about single mothers that I've experienced. A few months ago, I was on my way home from work, when I spotted a car stuck in the middle of the road. I walked over to see what was up with this individual, and apparently she ran out of gas. I helped push her vehicle out of the way and offered to take her to the nearest gas station. I didn't realize she had three children in the back of her car until she told me, but I still continue to offer my help. Now please don't mistake me for simping for this woman. My reason for doing this was for job status, not sex. And at this job that I work at, they give big bonus checks with an Employee of the Month award for stuff like this. Now back to the story. As I helped this woman with her children, I began to get more uncomfortable and annoyed, but not by the children, but by the single mom. She was very verbally and physically abusive to her children, and then asked me if I had a girlfriend or significant other. I said yes, and I tried my best to stay out of her parenting business. But this person could not keep track of her own kids. One nearly wandered into oncoming traffic, where I had to guide it back to the sidewalk. After we got the gas and headed back to her car, one of her children was sleeping in the car while I was pouring the gas in her tank. By my shock, I saw her yank the child out of the car to the ground. And by the way, all of her children were under the age of 10. I had to give her a few words of parenting 101. For that scene I just witnessed, I told myself, I don't think that the Employee of the Month award is ever worth doing this again. The next story is about a friend of mine who took his own life. He was dating this weird chick with a lot of red flags. I and many others brought it to his attention several times. But he just ignored us and said that what they had going on together, not even science or the devil herself could break up. Too bad he didn't realize that he was dating a she-devil. What caused this self-deletion was that he found out that she had basically been playing him the whole time. The two kids he thought he conceived with her weren't his, and that she was cheating. What's worse is when he caught the cheating, he immediately tried to fight the guy and he lost. I got a call from him just a week before he committed the self-deletion act, telling me all of this and asking me about what I should do. I told him to destroy everything and leave it all behind because it's not worth building back. I told him to start someplace else, fresh and new. But he just kept saying, but I love her. I can't live without her. I told him you're going to have to because what you love is evil and it's a demon. And it doesn't deserve love. He told me okay and hung up the phone. And last week was the week I found out that he ended it all. So let this be a lesson to all the men out there, which is to stay away from the single mothers. Well, Teevan, thanks for the donation as well as the topic. I'll discuss your two stories in just a moment, but let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, the Red Pill Ring. The Freemasons have their own rings, and now so do we. When another MGTOW sees your gold, silver, or bronze ring, he's going to know exactly what it means, and that both of you have the same value system. Now all we have to do is make a secret handshake. Please visit redpillring.com today to get your precious, precious ring. Do it fast before Gollum with boobs stops you. Anyways, now back to the cooch in a car with her kids in the back clown world show, who runs out of gas in the middle of a city. I've also seen women that locked themselves out of their car while the engine was still running, or that didn't do oil changes because apparently no one told them they had to, thus they destroyed their engines. But to be fair, I've locked my keys in the car before, twice. Both times I left them, it was on the passenger seat. One time I was driving across the country in South Dakota, and was tired, but I still had my phone and wallet on me and ended up calling AAA, and they opened the door for me. I was running on only 2 to 3 hours of sleep. This woman should have paid the extra $50 or $60 a year for AAA, as they would have come by and filled up her car with gas and sent her on her merry way. I also get a towing range of around 60 or 70 miles as well for that price, but this isn't an ad for AAA or CAA as it's called in Canada. The CAA offices look like pimped up travel stores that sell you vacation packages too, as well as luggage, and they're filled with women trying to sell you insurance and other things that you don't need. You can tell this woman is a single mother, simply because she doesn't have a husband or boyfriend to call for help when she runs out of gas. When she starts asking about your relationship status, Teevan, then you know for sure about her single mother status. I'm not sure about the other story though. The woman that ran out of gas and probably wanted you to go up her ass through her actions was saying, I'm a horrible human being, and I'm showing you at my worst. If you're single and still willing to date me, a single mother, when I abuse my own children this much, then you'll probably take the abuse yourself instead. Maybe the plan was to make you feel sorry for her kids so that you would step in and be the one she abused instead out of sympathy. She saw that you were willing to defend her kids. Perhaps this is more than just a case of an incompetent single mother stupidly running out of gas in the middle of the road. Is it possible that she's shit-testing you, Teevan, to see if she can get a white knight mangina to sacrifice his life for her kids, while simultaneously taking her abuse? There's a reason she's single to begin with, and it's probably a guy that said to himself, you know what, I can't take this abuse anymore. It's better that she treats her own kids like that instead of me. And he basically headed for the hills. Then again, she might not be single at all. And instead of calling hubby for help, who's going to get livid with her, she's choosing to get a simp to help out instead. I hope you didn't end up paying for the gas as well as giving up your time for her. In all honesty, you should have considered calling Child Protective Services. That woman sounds like a menace and her kid would have been injured or killed if you weren't there to make sure it didn't march off into traffic. The sad part is, it probably would have been some mail delivery driver that probably would have had to go to prison for 10 years for manslaughter, because she wasn't watching her kid and letting it run on the road. My dad was a cabbie for many years, and he told me there was a time when he almost hit a kid that ran between two parked cars and into the street. Luckily, he stopped in the nick of time, otherwise, I might have had to visit my dad in prison, because someone wasn't watching their child. After that story, whenever I drive through traffic with cars parked on the side, I slow down and am extra vigilant. There are now also usually bike lanes between parked cars and the road, so that gives you room to see the crazy kids running into traffic, and it gives you time to stop. On second thought, I think it's actually a bad idea, because those bike lanes. A biker might have to stop suddenly so he doesn't hit a kid, and then he flies over his bike, over the handlebars and onto the road, so you can run over him instead. How wonderful! I'm pretty sure running over a cyclist on the road, like your Frank from Donnie Darko, would also get you into just as much trouble. What's really pathetic about the single mother in traffic is that she probably fought for custody of those kids, and the father, or most likely fathers of those kids, are paying her money. And then she's too irresponsible to remember that she has enough gas in her car. If she ignores that gas tank almost empty sensor light, she's probably also ignoring the check oil engine light too. Maybe if you did contact CPS in the future, you'd be doing a favor to the father or fathers so they could potentially get their kids back and keep them safe. As for the second story, it ties in nicely with what I just said. Guys oftentimes commit self-deletion because they have their lives ruined by women, especially when those women cheat on them and cuck them with someone else's children. It's obviously not a case of a single mother screwing your friend, Teevan. I suspect it's a case of him screwing himself over because he was in love with her. That's the thing about love. It makes us blind to the cheating and bad behaviors our partners put us through for the sake of sex and procreation. Nature and our subconscious mind have decided that it's better to be a simp and sleep with women and pass on your genes instead of being single and happy and reaching a genetic dead end. Well, in our friend's case, it looks like the simping hurt him more than it actually helped him. It's the ultimate betrayal what she did to him. I really hope that you didn't influence his decision to end it all by saying that she was a demon and it doesn't deserve your love. I know you were probably just trying to sober him up after a decade or two of having a love lobotomy. But when you tell a man to start fresh someplace else and give up on love, and then he deletes himself only a week later, you really have to think if something you said might have actually influenced him to push him over the top, so that he pulled the metaphorical trigger next to his temple. I almost feel guilty because I've probably red-pilled you to some extent, and maybe you gave that guy too many red pills and he just couldn't handle it anymore. I wonder if that would be considered manslaughter on your part. Probably not, but when a guy learns the truth about female nature, and that love is a lie, you just don't know how he's going to react to that information. That's why I suggest that you red pill men in between relationships, not during a breakup or when they're heartbroken. They don't need more pain on their plate at that point. Teevan, I would have waited before getting negative and dumping more truth bombs on his head. I don't know the full extent of the situation, but that's what I would have done. Teevan, you also told him to destroy everything. Is it possible that he thought you meant that he needed to self-delete because of your choice of words? Think back carefully about what you said. Did he say that he was thinking of ending it all? If so, did you take it seriously enough to figure out if it would be something like that or not? I'm not blaming you for anything. I just think it's important to think about if anything you potentially said pushed him over that edge, or if there was a cry for help there that might not have been heard. As for the mother with the 3 kids and no gas, why did you actually have to pour the gasoline into her vehicle? You should have left that up to her, because if anything went wrong, you would have been the one held liable, as the kid was sleeping in the car that could potentially go up in flames. You shouldn't see walking away from a woman in need and not helping her as a bad thing. See it as a self-defense sort of thing. You might mean well, but if anything goes wrong, you know that the woman is going to blame you, even if she wasn't watching her own kid and it ran into traffic. She'd probably blame you if that kid got run over and got a bad case of exploding cantaloupe head under some tire treads. The worst thing you could possibly do is hurt someone else when you're trying to help them, and then they take legal action against you for being a good Samaritan. You know that when things go wrong for women, they usually find the closest man to pin the blame to. Tevin, I'm glad that the next time a woman needs help with her car, you're not going to be there for her. I also hope that in the future, when you red pill men, that you'd try and do it after they're finished instead of right in the middle of their breakup. But to be fair, he did ask you what he should do in his life. And it wasn't like you told him to swallow a shell from a 12-gauge. I think everything you said is right, I just wouldn't have been as negative calling his ex a demon. I would have only done that after he was better and trying to get over the woman he loved. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Tevin for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button, the way that trashy single mother would have probably let you smash her in her car while her kid was fast asleep in the back seat. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45, and I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the single mothers letting their 10-year-old children try to cross the freeway away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.